we're probably not the target audience right here in Bemidji for this, but maybe we know some people, or maybe we want to get some people to move up here. What sort of things should Bemidjians be telling their friends and family about the area of Bemidji and this program?
I would love if Bemidjians are spreading the news to anyone that they think would love to live in Bemidji and just hasn't been able to before or hasn't had a reason to. This is it. Like, this is a prime time where people can live and work where they've always dreamed of. So that's what I would love Bemidjians to take away from this.
So why don't we talk a little bit about the 218 Relocate Program? I know I got a release earlier on this week, but, so it sounds like there's some reimbursable moving expenses that would be offered.
Right. So 218 Relocate really came out of 2020 with us talking about telecommuters. We were reaching out to real estate agents, and they were actually, reaching out to us as well, saying, hey, we have a lot of people who are working remotely that we've been connecting them to the community. We just want to know if there's anything that we can offer, maybe, make this something that we do long term to recruit people to the community. So we started brainstorming really at Greater Bemidji, and this and 218 Relocate came out of those conversations. So a lot of communities in Minnesota, and I mean across the nation, have a great campaign that says, hey, we have lakes, we have woods, we have recreation, we have everything you need for your family. But 218 Relocate really is that hook that we want to say, we have all of that too. And we have this program where we're actually going to pay you to move here if you're teleworking.
So I imagine some of the biggest appeals of Bemidji as a telecommuter hub is our access to high-speed internet.
Right. We have amazing internet service here. So Beltrami County was actually 5 months earlier, before this all started being developed, was named the Telecommute Forward Community by the state of Minnesota. So that also is because of the fiber optic gigabit internet service that we have here. And it's widely available throughout Beltrami County. So that's a huge area for people to just choose wherever they want to live and have access to that kind of internet service. Pretty amazing.
So another part of the 218 Relocate program is this community concierge program. I know I've tried living in another community, and I felt like I did not fit in, so I came right back to Bemidji.
Well, I'm glad we have you back, Larissa. Well, I grew up in the Twin Cities, so I'm a transplant to Bemidji a decade ago, actually, back in 2011. And it really took me a good 4 years to find a solid connection with somebody here, not to my lack of, attempting to get out there. And I'm have an outgoing personality too, so it was easier for me, but it still was really hard to kind of break through into that community and build relationships. So the community concierge program is not a concept that's brand new. It's something that I know that we've been talking about for a long, long time in Bemidji even. And right now, it just seemed like the perfect time to capitalize on all of this planning that we had been doing for that. And with the 218 Relocate, we are going to have newcomers coming in. Why don't we start this community concierge program now and create this network of community connectors that we can match people with similar interests, similar hobbies? Because, I mean, one person can't be everything to everyone, right? So you want to find someone that you're going to connect with on a deeper level, and hopefully we can do that with this program.
So does the community concierge also, people, families moving here, you got to know where's a good school, what can the kids do and things like that, or daycare even?
Right, and daycare. So everyone's going to have, they're going to be at different points in their life when they're moving here, right? So we have this network of community connectors that have varied interests, varied expertise. Some are working, some are retired. Some have small children, some want to do this as a couple with their spouse or partner and welcome new people or new families in the community. So really it is trying to tap into those people that have this wide range of understanding of the community, and we can match them with newcomers that have specific questions. Like maybe they want to get connected to a church, or maybe they just want to really volunteer in the community. We have people in our network now that we can tap into. And really, it's very simple. If you want to become a community connector and an advocate for Bemidji more formally through this program, you take a survey online, and that submits to myself. So once we know of newcomers that are coming to the community, I can match them when they take a similar survey. It's a pretty easy concept. It just hadn't been carried out, and this is the perfect time.
Maybe I could help connect fellow introverts with another introvert.
I would love that. And everyone, it's funny because people are saying like, well, I don't know what I have to offer to the community. I'm like, well, you love Bemidji, right? Like that's what you have to offer. Show them why you love the Bemidji. And, the idea behind having like this collective network of people is that, again, not one person can be everything to everyone. So we're also spreading the workload too of I'm not tapping into the same people to, you know, give tours or reach out to newcomers. It's really a wide variety so we can all collectively welcome people here.
All right. Very cool. Well, is there anything else about the 218 Relocate program you wanted to be sure we get the message right here before we let you go today?
I want to say, so 218 Relocate, it should be an easy thing for you guys to remember too. We have shared on our social media.
It rhymes.
Some intro videos. And also if you can just spread the word, if you know people that want to be here and they match the teleworking lifestyle, have them come to Bemidji. We're here to wrap around them and make sure that they create a good connection here.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Erin, for taking the time to chat with us. I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Larissa.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.